Desidero prima di tutto ringraziare il Dio del viaggio apostolico che ho potuto compiere in Africa nei giorni scorsi.
Pope Benedict XVI spoke this Sunday of his deeply moving journey to Angola and Cameroon, saying it allowed him to see and understand the reality of the Church in Africa, the variety of its experiences, and the many challenges that it faces. Pope Benedict XVI returned from his first ever pastoral journey to the African continent Monday last, after 7 days spent between the two West African nations.
The African church certainly is facing some challenges, but then with the help of God and with the faith that is growing in Africa, I think we are confronting the challenges very well and adequately too.
Father Paul Chukwuebkebe from Akwadiocese, Nigeria, accompanied pilgrims from his parish to hear the Pope's words this Sunday in his Angelus address and to welcome him home from Africa. He was just one of the thousands who crowded St. Peter's Square holding aloft a banner which read, "Africa loves you." He said the importance of the Pope's message to his people and October's second African Synod here in the Vatican cannot be underestimated.
It's very important because the church has to be well incorporated in Africa, and this synod will serve the means of, getting the church have a deeper root in Africa.
Promising to speak at greater length of his trip in his audience this Wednesday, Pope Benedict limited himself to describing two elements which struck him most: a strong sense of the sacred, which he said permeated liturgical celebrations there, and the people's visible joy in their faith. A joy which Benedictine priest Paul Francisco from the United States said also permeated St. Peter's Square this Sunday.
I was well impressed to see the piazza filled with people, and when the groups from Africa came in with so much joy and so much happiness, I could tell how everybody in the piazza responded with joy equally. It's wonderful to see the Holy Father back from Africa, so enthusiastic, and to welcome all of these pilgrims, but in particular from the churches in Africa.
Vi ringrazio di cuore. Grazie.
It was a busy Sunday this week for Pope Benedict. Earlier in the morning, in his role as Bishop of Rome, he paid a pastoral visit to a local parish in the working-class suburb of Magliana. "Love is stronger than death. Don't be afraid to abandon yourselves to the will of the Heavenly Father." That was Pope Benedict XVI's encouragement to parishioners from the Roman parish of the Holy Face of Jesus. Marking the fifth Sunday of Lent, the Pope outlined the next steps of this intense liturgical period.
"Sta per giungere l'ora della glorificazione del Figlio dell'uomo."
In his homily, the pontiff said that in order to bring to fruition the divine plan of universal salvation, Jesus had to be killed and buried, because it is in his death and resurrection that the triumph of life is manifest. He said the path of Christ is a demanding one, but it is the only one for Christians. Pope Benedict exhorted the faithful to allow themselves to be illuminated by the splendour of Christ's face, so that his infinite love shine through every gesture, becoming part of their daily lives.
"Cari bambini, innanzitutto una buona domenica."
On a lighter note, following Mass, Pope Benedict also found time to speak to the children of the parish who are preparing for their first Holy Communion. He told them that we all want to know Jesus, and said that they were to remember on the day they celebrate their first communion that Jesus is with them. Then, thanking them for their warm welcome, the Holy Father joked about their having to get up an hour earlier this Sunday because of the switchover to summertime in Italy, and urged them to enjoy their special day, always remembering that the highlight isn't the presents they will receive, but the gift of Christ himself.
"Pregate per me, io prego per voi."